Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Tuesday, the 12th of March, one of my favourite days of the year. I absolutely love the Cheltenham Festival. It is arguably four of my favourite days of sport. I just absolutely love it. I've loved it since a kid. And through the years, watching Great Horses, Joe Darmy, Viking Flagship, Best Mate, all of it. I just absolutely love it. Masterminded. I'm going tomorrow. I love the Champion Chase. Can't wait. And each day we will have all my bets and the PDF. So I'm going to start with the racing. The PDF has gone out. So those who registered interest, you will have been sent an updated PDF with today's races on, with the horses that qualify on those trends. If you didn't verify your email, you won't have got the update with those horses. I'm going to run through them quickly in a minute, but you do need to verify your email. I forwarded it to a few, but I can't sit forwarding the PDF all day, and tomorrow I won't be able to at all. So the PDF was trends over 10-11 years, data of ways to look at what's won the races, age, types of race it ran in, whether it had won last time out, all those sort of things. So it was comprehensive PDF put together covering every race. The qualifiers today for the PDF, and they will obviously depend on whether they hit market sort of qualifications, so whether they're in the top three in the betting or whatever the criteria may be. So you'd need to check that against the criteria within the PDF for that race. I've got about 20 windows open here, but I will just quickly go through those. So in the 130, the qualifiers are Al Dancer, Grand Sensi and Classical Dream. In the 210, Duc des Genevres and Glenn Forcer. In the 250, Mr. Whittaker and Royal Vacation. In the 330, Bouvardaire, Sharjah and Apples Jade. In the 410, Benny des Dieux, Limony and Stormy Island. In the 450, Highway 101 and Tower Bridge. And in the 530, Ballyward, Chef des Oboe and Whisper in the Breeze. So just to reiterate, they are potential qualifiers based on the trends in the PDF for today's racing. If you haven't got the PDF and if you wanted to get it for the rest of this week, then you need to register. And it is at, he says, ftsincome.co.uk. Sorry, just looking up the Cheltenham 2019 Festival Trends. So Cheltenham-2019-Festival-Trends. The easiest way is to go to the FTS website, and under the horse racing menu there is a Cheltenham 2019 Festival Trends. If you enter your email there and verify to receive it, you will then get the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday PDF with all the potential qualifiers in, so you can check those against the data. That said, I'm not betting all those. I have placed my bets and they are on the blog. So if you go to FTS Income and click the blog, you will see Cheltenham Day 1, and I will fill this in every day. And I've gone through all the races with what I'm actually betting. So they're all down there on the blog. I will give you a quick run through those for people who can't get to the website. So I'm only going to mention the horse I've backed. There's a bit of a write-up for each race on the blog. But in the 130, I have had £40 on Vision Donner to win at 14. Sorry, I've had £40 on Angel's Breath at 7.2, and I've had a cover on Al Dancer £25 at 5.2. In the 210, I have backed Glenn Forcer £40 win at 5.9, and I've backed Duc des Genevres, a £60 win at 7.8. In the 250, I've backed Mr. Whittaker, £50 win at 9.6. I've backed Give Me a Copper, £50 win at 11.5. I've backed Lakeview Lad, £25 win at 27 and £25 place at 6.4. And I've backed Royal Vacation, £25 win at 48 and £25 place at 10.5. In the 330, the champion hurdle, big race of the day, I've had great word for Apple's Jade, but I had word for all three in the market. So the one I've actually put money on, I'm going for the outsider. I've backed Melon, £25 win at 24 and £25 place at 4.8, just in case it can get in those front three. In the 4.10, I've backed Roxana, £40 win at 9.0. And I've backed Jester Jet, £30 win at 36.0 and £30 place at 7.8. In the 4.50, I've backed Highway 101, £40 at 14.0. I've backed Cubomania, £25 at 23 and £25 place at 4.8. And I've backed Red Indian, £25 at 24 and £25 place at 5.9. And in the lucky last, I've backed £50 win on Bally Ward. And I've backed £25 win on Chef DeZobo at 17.5 and £25 place at 5.5 on Chef DeZobo. That is it, £795 invested. You follow any of that at your own peril. They're my bets. I will do a full PL right through the week. Tomorrow's a sound there, so it will be harder. But all those bets are on the website, ftsincome.co.uk. If you go to the blog, you'll see the Cheltenham Day 1 post. I will update it with results tonight or tomorrow morning. I'll add tomorrow's selections as early as I can tomorrow morning. It may not then get updated till Thursday because I don't know what shower of state I will be in tomorrow after a bit of corporate hospitality. In digging out all my content, I mean, I get horse racing info every day because I know some great guys in the game. I have been given another horse which you follow at your absolute peril today, if you wish to, but I'm basically being told it's a shoe-in, so I've got to have something on it, and it's an odds-on shot, but it's in the last at Sedgefield. The Flickering Light in the 5.10 at Sedgefield. It is 1.77 currently. I've going to tell you just because I'm having a small bet on that, but don't shoot the messenger. I think a few people have had a half decent bet on that, but as I say, I'm not going to leave it alone. A lot of these I don't pay any attention to, but I know the source of this one, so although it's an odds on shot, 1.77, The Flickering Light in the 5.10 at Sedgefield. Football wise, we've got Champions League tonight, and I hope to get, I'm heading down towards Cheltenham, but I'm hoping to find somewhere to watch this because I think this is going to be a great game. Juve versus Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid, defensively, one of the best teams in the world. Juve having to win, having slipped up late in the first leg and are fantastic at home. I don't think this is over, and the over 2.5 is 2.34, which is way too big for my numbers. So I am going to be backing over 2.5 goals, just literally we'll let the game kick off, back over 2.5 goals. I'll drip it in over the first 10-15 minutes of the match and I will trade it from there. So Juventus Atletico Madrid in the Champions League, over 2.5, win or lose is too big, so I will be involved in that. I think it's one of those games where Atletico will try and hold out, whether they're capable of it. And if Juventus get one, I think we can really going to see a good game. I'm really looking forward to that game. I think of all the ties, this one is the most appetising. Obviously, I think Liverpool-Bayern will be a good game tomorrow night as well, and we'll cover that tomorrow. And hopefully I'm physically able to watch that after I've had a couple of soda waters. I think that covers everything. Yep, we've got the Players' Championship, which I will visit. Got a busy day tomorrow to visit tomorrow. So I'll be up early because I've got to get all that done by about 10 in the morning. So I've done the PDF selection, so they're the potential qualifiers if you want to follow the PDF trends. As I say, if you haven't verified your email for the PDF, you won't get it. You can access it from the website, enter your details, horse racing, click the PDF link, enter your details, and you will get it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You'll get the PDF with all the main trends in and then the updated versions with the qualifiers. My bets are on the website, ftsincome.co.uk, under the blog. Obviously, read them all out for you here, but you can catch those up there. Seminars are full, guys, subject to people shuffling places other than London on the 17th of May. I've got a couple of spots there, but that is it. I'm really looking forward to those. Now we've got the rooms all booked and numbers firmed up. That's going to be brilliant. I'm really, really looking forward to them. So can't wait to meet a lot of you over that period or a number of you over that period. Some faces obviously I've seen before, but to meet a few new people will be lovely. So that's it. So have a fantastic Cheltenham. I am very excited. Hopefully we have a half decent day, but everything's transparent. It's all on the blog, and whether I win or lose, I'm going to enjoy it. Enjoy the racing, and I'm meeting a couple of people tomorrow at Cheltenham, so I look forward to that as well. So have a great day, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.